Families that live with dogs or cats feel very strongly about their pets. If the family falls on hard times, making a choice between groceries for the family and feeding that pet can be stressful. Four Paws Pantry is a new nonprofit opening on August 24th that is providing a food bank for pet food. I spoke with a board member to learn more about a food bank for animals. Who can you turn to if money is low, your family is barely scraping by, and you're contemplating sending your beloved pets to the shelter because you just can't justify the cost of their care? Bob Poor is the owner of Nougapaws, a natural pet market located on the North Shore near Whole Foods. Bob Poor is also one of the founding board members of Four Paws Pantry.
We're trying to provide a temporary support and assistance to pet owners in Hamilton County, basically through food supply donations to help individuals that have a pet that may be falling hard times and want to keep that pet. They can come and get vouchers and be able to continue to feed that pet and it not be a financial burden on them, so they don't have to send it off to a rescue or give it up. Also, for people that foster pets that have a big heart, they have the space and say, hey, I have four dogs. I would love eight dogs. I would love 12 dogs. I would love to foster these dogs, but financially, I don't have the means to feed them. We want to provide that service to those people as well, because if they can get them out of shelters into a foster care and possibly get them adopted from that, then that's a win-win too. So it's really, those are our two target audiences, is foster people and people that fall on hard times or low-income families that, you know, maybe have to get rid of their animal, but we would like them not to.
I also noticed during an emergency like a tornado, pet food is very necessary to people who have lost their homes. Maybe there was a fire. Could they also come to you for vouchers?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. The way the vouchers will be administered and received will definitely lump certain people into groups and basically qualify them for these donations.
Four Paws Pantry will be helping to provide dog food. Also cat food?
Cat food as well. We're also going to provide a limited amount of health supplies too. Flea and tick medicine. We'll try to provide shampoos, things to help the overall care of the dog or cat.
But we're not talking collars and chew toys.
Not at the moment. No, we're just trying to do the basic survival needs right now, yeah.
Now, in order to collect these foods, part of it is coming in via donations from pet stores like yours.
Yeah, as we get foods off trucks that are sometimes damaged, we can put them aside, and we've already donated quite a bit of food over to the food bank Nougapaws has. And also, I'm working with the distributors that now I buy food from. Some of the products they have within a certain window, they can't deliver because they're within certain months of expiring. So I'm trying to get them within a certain radius to collect or put aside that so we can pick it up and bring it back to the food bank as well.
It's interesting when you say food bank, because this is a Paws Pantry. It's a food bank for animals, not necessarily, well, definitely not people.
Right. This is for animals. I think it's something people don't necessarily think about, like you say, in times of need. Obviously, people have a lot of services out there to go get help and food and supplies. And obviously, that's great. We just wanted to provide that for animals as well. We feel like animals are part of the family, too.
Four Paws Pantry will be opening for services, actually, on August 24th. But you have an opportunity to meet some of the people behind this when you go to Nougapaws' anniversary party, and that's coming up
August 17th. It'll be from 11 to 4. The founder, Betty Crawford, who also bakes our wonderful treats at Nougapaws, will be there. It's a great time to come out. You can meet Betty and some of the other people that will have been heavily involved with Four Paws since initiation. So it'd be a great time to come out and check everybody out.
If I was a person in need, how would I get in touch with Four Paws Pantry?
Call 423-475-6342. And the address is Four Paws Pantry, 4105B, Dayton Boulevard, Red Bank, Tennessee.
So once the pantry opens for business, August 24th, will there be someone there during like normal working hours, or should you call first?
I would call first until everything gets kind of ironed out. As far as the store being staffed, Betty still also has her other store on Signal. So, yeah, it'll be a call basis to start off with, for sure. And I know that we'll be trying to set up some donation times. You can also donate at Nougapaws, but we'll be setting up donation times at the Four Paws Pantry location. And so everybody will get on a regular schedule.
So until the Four Paws Pantry opens toward the end of August, Where is Nuga Paws so they can contact you?
Nuga Paws is in the Two North Shore Complex. It's anchored by Whole Foods. It's 313 Manufacturers Road, Suite 111. And our phone number is 423-531-6113. And if all that fails, you can Google us or find us on any social media outlet, I'm sure.
So you can celebrate local animals finding good homes and good food on the 17th at Nuga Paws, and then the 24th when the Four Paws Pantry opens.
That is exactly correct.
Follow the links on the Around and About blog at WUTC.org to learn more about the grand opening event at Four Paws Pantry on August 24th, the Pet Food Bank coming to Red Bank, and also learn about the one-year anniversary celebration of Nuga Paws on August 17th. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.